Blog Talk Radio.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an aeroplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serve its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Beat it up and not speak. Grunt no strength. Doesn't matter. Such a clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire and a fire. Representing seven games in the government for hire. Fury speeding down your neck. Keep my team reporters baffled. Trump, Kevin Kraft, look at that. No claims, fine, then. Uh-oh, overflow, population common food, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself. World service, don't need. Listen to your heart, please. Tell me with the rapture and the reverend and the right. Right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, bright. My feeling, pretty sight.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
Welcome back to the Roman Show, and on the line right now I have Florida International University professor Andrea Seidel, who is a religious studies professor and she specializes in the indigenous religions and has studied the Maya. Professor, welcome to the Roman Show. Thank you so very much for your time.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, Professor, I saw an article that was posted on the Florida International University news website, and you had mentioned how all the theories about the Mayan calendar and so forth, and what's explained as far as how some people are taking this 2012 end of the world theory to the heart, but you explained basically saying, hey, it's not. It was just about the Mayan calendar. It was just, it ended, but it's not. It doesn't mean the end of the world. Can you just basically paint the picture for the folks out here as far as your studies that you have with the Maya?
Okay, well, I'm asked that question a lot, and sometimes by myself. I'd like to tell this little, story, if I may.
Sure.
I saw a cartoon in a publication, and it was an image of two little Mayan, ancient Mayan men. Of course, they were much shorter than our modern Americans, and they're standing in front of a big stone Mayan calendar, and they're chiseling and creating it, which of course they inscribed much of their writing on stone. And one of the pre-classic ancient Mayan turns to the other one and says, "Well, I guess we better stop here. We've run out of room." So, if you get the joke, they're making the calendar, and then they run out of space, and that's the end. So, with that said, I think you get a sense that this end that's happening on December 21st is really, to most Mayan scholars and archaeologists, not the end, but probably just another cycle. And the Mayan conceived of time, like all indigenous communities, in terms of cycles. The end of one cycle is the beginning of another. Now, there are, you know, in terms of the Mayan cosmology, their myths or their creation stories, every civilization has some kind of a creation story, and the Maya, of course, do as well, and they speak in terms of different worlds. Some people say the Mayan that we're in the fourth world, and each world, prior world, was destroyed because it was imperfect, and man, or humankind, I should say, evolved over the course of these different worlds, and the evolution is towards a greater spiritual consciousness or evolution. And man stands kind of in a important, they respect all living things, but man is, humankind is significant in that he, she possesses consciousness, the ability to reflect back on actions. These various worlds were destroyed, but then creation begins again. So various cataclysms, there are volcanic eruptions, floods, burning embers and ash. And so in that sense, there's probably, this would lend itself to this concept of end of the world. it may be the end of a certain epic or cycle. Now, the calendar that people are referring to when they talk about the end of the cycle is the long count calendar, which was a calendar that they used to look at time in terms of great epics and cycles. It wasn't the everyday calendar. They also had something called the Hab, H-A-A-B, which was equivalent to our solar calendar, Maya solar calendar, which had remarkably, and of course they came up with this well before, where they were the earliest ones to use the concept of zero and to come up with about equivalent of a 365-day calendar, but they counted it differently. So this long count calendar is a very, very complicated thing to study. And, you know, the people that mark December 21 as the end, I think a lot of New Age writers and theorists, such as somebody called Jose Arguelles and John Jenkins, and I don't believe that they are archaeologists or that they really, really understand how to decipher these very complicated inscriptions and codices. The codices were actually writings on kind of an ancient form of bark or, you know, similar to papyrus. And many of those were destroyed by the Spanish, by the conquistadors. So to understand, predict these things with that actual kind of accuracy is very difficult. And I'll say that about one particular date or one moment in time. Now, I was in Honduras some years ago on a Fulbright, and I was in the small town of Copan Runas, which is near the ancient Mayan site of Copan, which is a magnificent site. And I happened to be introduced to a very famous archaeologist, one of the most prominent archaeologists in that area, who had discovered a lot of very important tombs and sites within the larger site of Copan. And I guess this was maybe about 3 years ago, and I asked him about the end of the world and December 21. Of course, people were talking about that 4 or 5 years ago. And he said, oh, yeah, we're going to mark that date, and we're going to have great events it's going to be all these activities. And he said, it's a great opportunity to draw attention to these ruins and to raise funds for further excavations. So in other words, he wasn't giving any importance to that date at all, and he just kind of laughed about it and saw it as an opportunity, because lots of people are, even then we're talking about going to Copan. So
one thing I noticed, Professor, is that I was told, Professor, that in Mexico, in the pyramids, mm-hmm. they were aligning certain objects towards the sun. I have a friend actually who visited Mexico not too long ago, and he went to check out the pyramids, and they said that, you know, he asked them, well, why are you doing this if we're just getting ready? So do you think that the Mayans are not they're saying that at the end of the world, but they're preparing for something else, spiritually perhaps?
Well, I think among, you know, there's, first of all, there's Mayan communities throughout Central America, you know, largely Mexico, some in Honduras. The cultures in Honduras, the Mayan culture was really decimated. And, you know, there isn't as much continuity as there is in Guatemala, and particularly in the, and the average Guatemalan, Mayan, and I don't know so much in Mexico, they don't give much credence to it. However, life is very much marked by, you know, where the Mayan culture remains intact, and particularly in Guatemala, life is marked by ritual, by remembrance, and remembrance is a way to keep the culture alive, but it's also the way to remember their origins and their connection to the divine. And so there's a, you know, really strong spirituality and an understanding that one must pay attention to cycles, to natural cycles, which reflect the divine. The divine manifests itself in all living things in indigenous culture. And clearly, there is concern among indigenous peoples, not only the Maya, but the Hopi have had these prophecies too, that we have, I'll use the term Great Spirit as kind of the Native American concept for, there is a concept of monotheism or one God, but manifesting in many different forms on earth, like, you know, there's a soul or a spirit, and there's different names among all the thousands of linguistic groups in indigenous cultures. But when one offends, and offend meaning not respecting and understanding the balance, the intricate balance of nature and the cosmos, this creates chaos and destruction. And clearly, you know, for all the global warming naysayers, there's consensus among scientists today that climate change is real, and we can see, you know, you don't have to be a shaman or read the long count to see that we have done so much damage to our planet, and there is so much imbalance going on, and will only increase. So, and we also possess, for the first time in history, and I'm talking about in the 21st century, the ability to, you know, press a couple of buttons and through nuclear war destroy civilization. Now, the universe is probably very resilient, and life will begin again, as it did after, you know, with the dinosaurs, after whatever happened, whether it was, you know, great volcanic eruption, and much of life was destroyed, but then life renewed itself again. So in that sense, I think we do need to wake up. I think we do need to see how the when nature is so out of balance, and the interrelationship of species is so destroyed and disturbed, that will create chaos and destruction and, you know, great increasing natural disasters, much less, you know, what man will add in, man and humankind will add into that. So that part is real. And always in indigenous religion, it's important to understand your ethical relationship to all living things. In fact, I always call indigenous peoples the first, you know, that they were environmentalists before the word ecology was created, because they understood that humans were really no more important in the larger scheme of things than an ant, that you had to humble yourself to the smallest ant, because the ant had its integral place in the universe. But yet at the same time, you had to understand your dignity and your responsibility as a human, because you had consciousness. So therefore, you know, if they needed to kill an animal to live, they would say, thank you for sacrificing yourself, and not take more than they needed. And this, of course, you know, historically, indigenous culture has been decimated by, you know, by the conquest, by so many forces and diseases. But in terms of philosophy and cosmology and worldview, this is important to understand. And so, you know, Western culture, we don't have an ethical relationship to all living things. We see other species and things as, how can we use them? How can we, you know, take nature to advance technologically, or you know, also, you know, certainly excessive greed and materialism has driven a lot of the abuses. So we can learn a lot. And if people wake up to ethical responsibilities to nature and other species through the fear of the end of the world, then that would be a good thing. But if they react to that fear with, let's hunker down, get a gun, and, you know, go back to the wild frontier, every man for himself, that's also ignoring what the prophecies and the warnings about maintaining this balance say, is because also inherent in that is that all species and other human beings are your relatives, in that they come from the same substance, you know, made of that same, you know, part of the Great Spirit.
So, Professor,
yes.
Basically, the question would be, is, do we have to be concerned? Because there are a lot of people out there that are taking this to the heart. I saw some posts on social media that said, I bought extra ammo. Ashton Kutcher said, the actor, that he was getting trained in martial arts just in case, to be prepared prior to the interview. I mentioned to you about Glenn Beck, who said that there's folks purchasing underground shelters with storage of food. Should people be worried on tomorrow, December 21st?
I don't think they should be worried. I think they should be worried, as I said, about the long-term fate and integrity of humanity. I think they should be worried about how they treat their fellow human beings. I think they should be worried about tragedies that are unnecessary, like this terrible killing. But I think on December 21st, maybe go out and do something, do some good in the world. Enjoy the real spirit of Christmas. But as far as, you know, Mayan scholars and archaeologists, and probably, you know, many of the Mayan communities, it's the end, maybe not, because there's, different theories about which part of the cycle is ending, but it's another cycle. if it's the end of a cycle at all. So I'm going to enjoy my day on December 21st. I'll probably be making Christmas preparations.
So there we go. We can go to the mall. We can go to the mall, purchase our gifts, and we have no worries.
Yeah, so I would say, you know, let it be an opportunity to do something to contribute to the world and make it a better place, and do something for your loved ones and your families, and live each day as if it's your last day. That's fine. But live each day as your last day with fullness, and you know, rather than going and being fearful and getting a gun. But there really, if you talk to you know, astronomers and Mayan, most people who know, no. So I hope I'm right. I hope we don't have any but as far as, I can't tell you what's going to happen on that day, but I can tell you in terms of it's a lot of New Age misrepresentation. And in terms of understanding Mayan cosmology, and I'm not an expert in Mayan calendar, but I know enough to say that I am worried about the fate of the long-term fate, great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren, I think.
Right.
Or maybe much sooner than that. I am worried. I am worried about the fate of the world. But I will just live my life as positively as I can.
Professor,
hopefully do a little bit of good in the world.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so very much. We really appreciate you taking some time and speaking to us and explaining to us as far as the Mayan calendar. And this whole theory that will be put to rest, we hope, because looking at history, the world has ended, I think, over 100 times already. You know, it was 1999,
And you know, people have said the end of the world is in the Bible, and I mean, this is a very common. You know, eschatological endings and beginnings, but Mayan time is cyclical. It's not linear. I think that's important to understand. It's marked by cycles, and the end of one is the beginning of another. So, happy holidays to all.
Thank you, and enjoy your holidays as well. We appreciate your time, okay, Professor?
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good one. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Back here on the Roman Show, talking a little end of the world theory, and joining me on the other side is Nelly Guzman. You can hear her every Tuesday in her entertainment section, but tonight she's joining me here tonight to discuss this whole end of the world theory. Nellie, are you prepared for the end of the world?
I don't know. I'm feeling a little nervous right now. It's kind of scary.
No.
Usually I'm not one to give in to all the hype. You know, we've had a lot of end of the world talk before, but it's like, even if you try to avoid it, you get bombarded with all these theories and it's raining right now as I speak, really hard outside, so that doesn't help either.
And you're in Delaware right now as you speak.
Yes, I am. And that's kind of my way, I guess, to prepare. Because I guess if there's some sort of attack or invasion, they're going to overlook Delaware because nobody cares about Delaware. So I'm safe. Right?
Well, I guess, but allegedly, according to NASA, we have nothing to worry about because the world will not end in 2012. Our planet has been getting along just fine for more than 4 billion years. Incredible scientists worldwide know of no threat associated with 2012, so according to NASA, we are not going to have any asteroid. You heard the professor. She is an expert in religious studies. But, Nellie, as you know, there are many people who are freaked out right now as we speak. Some folks taking to social media. In fact, I saw a friend stated that there was a 9.2 earthquake and a tsunami in China. And I searched online. It was total baloney. So we're going to get a lot of those. I know you were looking on Twitter. There was some funny tweets with some people out there getting prepared for the end of the world.
There are a lot of different ways that people are preparing for the world. One of them is, of course, our favorite actor, Ashton Kutcher, who's been preparing for years. He's actually stocked up on guns and amped up his physical fitness routine so he can save his loved ones from Armageddon. And that he thinks that this new end of time, new world, whatever it is meant for people who are spoiled by modern conveniences will have to fight for land and food, and he's going to be ready to save the ones that he loves. So he sounds pretty prepared. I don't know, have you been hitting the punching bag a little more?
Sheesh. Well, I think you need to prepare for Demi Moore, his ex-wife. I don't know what the heck he's talking about preparing for the end of the world. I will tell you this much, Nellie, that there is would you invest money in a bunker that guarantees you that you will survive an astronomical hit? Would you invest money in that?
Yeah, I mean, in Russia, we all know that they made that Soviet bunker preparation for this day, and they charge $1,000 per person to go in to have a doomsday party. Imagine if nothing happens. You would have wasted $1,000 to stay in a bunker.
That's it. Well, here in the States, in Indiana, Nebraska, and in Colorado, they have community shelters and private shelters. You can check this stuff online, terravivos.com. This is serious. You go out there. It offers you two shelter solutions to suit your budget and your personal requirements. History Channel did a documentary on this, and it said that it can survive, say, a tsunami or a blast or anything like that. They did say that some nukes, though, it wouldn't really be prepared for it. But there are people that are preparing for this stuff. And now, if you invest in the shelter, you will last approximately 1 year underneath. That's how long you can last underneath with food and all that sort of stuff. But people are really taking this real seriously now. Like, in fact, I just spoke to a lady who says she's not letting her daughter go to school tomorrow because of all the crazy folks.
No, I totally believe that. My mom is a teacher, and she said that in our district, mind you, this is just simple, plain old Delaware. We've gotten a lot of threats for shootings in schools, and so each of our schools is going to have a lot of police and a lot of security because they're scared that people are going to act out and do some crazy tricks just because it's the end of the world. So that's why I'm not even allowed to go anywhere tomorrow. I'm going to be staying home all day, which I don't mind.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that, right? And guys, please stay on the line. We'll get to your phone calls in just a little bit. 714-868-0222. We want to hear your thoughts on the end of the world. Now, Vivos, as I mentioned, Nellie, this company that offers this shelter, now located, as I mentioned, in the heart of the United States, at 137,000 square feet, spanning four levels, the pending facility will be one of the largest, strongest, and most defensible vivo shelters in North America, accommodating up to 900 people for 1 year of autonomous underground survival. Guess how much this cost, Nelly? The membership.
Like $10,000?
$35,000 per person if you want to go out in Nebraska and you live underneath. And you'll be able, according to this, survive any astronomical attack, any asteroids or any nukes, anything like that. You can survive. 35.
Are there people in there now? Are there people already there now?
Right now, you know, it'd be pretty interesting. Perhaps we could, throughout the course of this show, we will look up on Twitter if Beavos is tweeting anything as they're preparing, but I wouldn't be shocked. I would not be shocked if there is some people out there. I mean, it's a membership that you pay, so why not take advantage, right?
That's crazy. And obviously, nobody's going to want to go alone. So obviously, they're going to have friends or family join. So that marks up to a lot of money.
Yeah. You can check them out, actually, on Twitter, guys. They don't tweet that much, I guess, because they're underground. But you can check them up on Evil Command. Maybe they don't have any Wi-Fi down there. I'm not really quite sure. But you can check them out. Vivo's Command, and $35,000 could secure your spot underneath an underneath bunker. It's just ridiculous. I can't believe this guy. 714-868-0222. We're going to have collaborators throughout the United States letting us know what's going on in the world, how they're preparing for the end of the world. But we need a little laughter, Nelly, and we're going to count down. We have, 14 minutes till the end of the world, according to our clock, since December 21st is around the corner. So count down. I'm going to grab my tea right now and enjoy myself. And Nelly, let's hear from Felix. I'm laughing with Felix every Tuesday night on the Roman Show. Felix, you know there's...
Hey, how you doing, Roman?
Jokes out of this stuff. What's up, my man? There has to be some really good jokes out of this one.
Let me see, because, you know, since I was preparing for the world to end, I was more preparing for a bunker and stuff, but I guess I came up with a couple of good jokes.
Sure.
All right. Is the world really ending? We'll find out after the Roman Show. I already got my last load of BK delivery on its way. Yup, I'm taking 3 double whoppers to the head. If the world doesn't go boom, I know my toilet will. On a sad note and on a dumb note, too many people started committing suicide. Why would you commit suicide a week before? Why would you even commit suicide in the first place? What happens when you do commit suicide and end up in hell? Does the devil mock you? Like, ha, 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 look, the world didn't end. Now sit down and let me pinch you with this hot knife. By the way, I got a fat comedian coming down tonight. He's going to eat 3 double whoppers. People start doing ridiculous things. And, you know, they start doing ridiculous things. Like, they start robbing banks. They start having sex with strangers. They go skydiving. Heck, I know 2 of those 3 things will kill you instantly. And 1 eventually will kill you in the long run. What's up with these predictions? Once these predictions start coming up, stupid questions are brought up. Stupid question number 1. What are you going to do if the world ends? There's only 1 thing you could do if the world ends, and that's die. That's like saying, hey, the world ended. What are you going to do now? I'm going to go to Disney World. Stupid question number 2. What are you going to do if the world doesn't end? I wish I could give everybody a stone cold stunner every time I hear that question. I've heard it like 62 times today. The only thing you could do is, well, keep on living. Mayans are Mexicans, right? What if this whole ending of the world is just a big business scheme? Like nothing really is going to happen, but the Mayans all of a sudden start blowing things up? Why, you ask? Because the Mexicans do build everything at the end of the day. If the world starts going into turbulence and houses start blowing up, let me tell you, you're going to see a lot more Mexicans at Home Depot. And to end the show, my top 3 reasons why I don't want the world to end. Number 3, George St. Pierre versus Nate Diaz. Number 2, I want to see my kids grow. And number 3, of course, I want to eat my 3 double whoppers. Well, that's it for Laughing with Felix. You can add me on Facebook. I'll be the guy leaving a happy face on Roman's page. Back to you, Roman.
Thanks, Felix, man. Very comical, Felix, letting us know as far as the comedic side of how the world will end. You heard it. All you want is this BK at the end of the world, Nelly. Nelly, if you were to go out and they were to tell you, Nelly, you got 1 hour to live and you had 1 thing to eat, what would it be?
Oh, my gosh. I would travel to Philadelphia because there they have the best restaurant for Puerto Rican food. Because I am Puerto Rican, so I feel like it's best that I eat the food that comes from my country. What about you?
I think I would have to enjoy, on the same page, my parents are from Nicaragua, I would enjoy some carne asada, some grilled steak and rice and beans, and I'm a happy camper. I would love it.
And a bunch of cookies and ice cream and just eat that. There's no point in trying to look good.
It doesn't matter. And if you get a heart attack, you're going to go anyways, right?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't really matter. Now, let's take this phone call here. We have Joe in Hialeah, who is going to let us know how Hialeah is taking this whole end of the world. Is there any pandemonium out there, Joe?
Man, Roman, I'm on my way right now. The streets are getting flooded. I'm serious. Westland Mall looks like one of those command center like you've seen like on, what's that show, The Walking Dead? I mean, it's incredible over here. I'm enjoying this. We only got a couple of minutes left for the end of the world. I mean, I'm trying to get people to talk, but, you know, they're all running and screaming and shoot. I love this. Man, how many more minutes we got left?
We got about 19 minutes to go to the world end.
19 minutes.
Are you sure?
Look at that.
Are you sure that people are going crazy because of the end of the world, or are they just...
I don't know. Maybe they're doing their last-minute shopping.
Last-minute shopping.
Literally their last-minute shopping. I see these people going to the IHOP. Getting their last meal.
Well, Joe, get some sound bites there from some folks that are around you. I'd like to hear... some of the folks, as far as how they're preparing. We will check back with you in the next few minutes, about 10 minutes. We'll check with you. All right, Joe?
All right, Mr. Roman.
Thank you, sir. All right, Nelly. A lot of talk about the end of the world. Mind you, the end of the world has come to the world numerous times. We all remember 2000, the Y2K. Do you remember Y2K?
I do. I was 9 years old, but I still remember. I didn't know they were talking about the end of the world. I just thought all the lights were going to go out.
Yeah, and then nothing happened. And then back
exactly.
in 19, check this one. This is really funny. And this is just hilarious. This one guy, 1987, Jose Arguelles, claimed that Armageddon would take place unless 144,000 people gather in certain places in the world in order to resonate in harmony on this day. Nothing happened. Also, there was another guy who just felt he just couldn't get the right date. Harold Camping. Camping predicted the rupture would occur on September 6, 1994. When it failed to occur, he revised the date to September 29th and then to October 2nd. And then in 1995, March 31st, Camping's fourth predicted date for the end. This would be Camping's last prediction until 2011. This guy just couldn't get his date right. He changed it four times.
Hopefully tomorrow he'll get it on point, of course.
If he's still around. I don't even know if this guy's still around. Harold Camping. He is no longer. Because guess what? He died in 2000. He's still alive.
And there are so many theories. It's like nobody knows how it's going to end. They just think it is. And they're so ridiculous. What is the craziest one that you've heard?
I've heard the tsunamis. I've heard of that. That's the way that it was going to end. That it was going to be like, you know, over 20 feet tall or something like that. And all of the tsunami in Japan was kind of out of left field and it was very scary. I've heard of black hole. Black hole is going to suck us in. You know, I did hear that one. I heard of that one. Let's see. And it's funny because earlier this morning, I heard that in New Zealand was sucked in by the water and no longer existed. That was another theory I heard on Facebook. You know how folks are. Dora's just going to come all these ridiculous
things. The craziest one that I heard was the theory that we don't really exist and that we're all just a part of someone's dream and that tomorrow will be the day that that person wakes up.
Hmm.
And that's why the world's going to end.
Still sad. And then let's take another phone call here. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. How are you preparing for the end of the world, or do you even believe it?
Hello?
Caller? Yeah, how are you preparing for the end of the world?
Hello, sir?
Yeah, how are you preparing for the end of the world?
Actually, I'm going to be real with you. I do not believe a word of the whole world ending, but what I did, just in case, if anything, I drank 3 beers, ate some carne asada, and watched some porn. I feel good. So there we go.
You can't go wrong with that one.
Yeah, you get. How was it, Nelly? You go out with a bang.
Oh,
yep,
yeah.
Yep, there we go.
All righty. Thanks so very much for calling in. And Nelly, you have mentioned this and tweeted that that's what some people wanted to experience the last day on Earth, right? They wanted to have sex and end it with a bang.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we've all seen those condom ads from Durex saying that the best way to go out is with a bang. And so there are some celebrities like a model, Nikki Gazian, who said if she dies, that she doesn't want to die in a dry spell. And so that everyone should go out feeling satisfied. So if the world's going to end, why hold back?
Can't go wrong.
Steve-O also, I know. Well, she was kind of hot, so I guess it doesn't matter. But then Steve-O also said that if tomorrow really is the end of the world, he wanted to nail some Brazilian triplets because those dudes were looking hot. He's a trip. But I know there are also, throughout the country and also in Canada, they're having these hugging parties. I don't know if hugging is a word for something else, but where people, I guess, will just all be together because they don't want to die alone. That's kind of sad.
Yeah. It's kind of sad. I'm sure there's some other folks that are very sad as well, thinking of some crazy stuff. Hey, guys, call in.
I think they're just using that as an excuse, but,
Yeah, that's another one. Call in, guys, 714-868-0222 is the number to call in. We want to hear from you how you would spend your last day on Earth here in the world. Now, I don't know if you caught History Channel, but History Channel has just been going crazy nowadays with the whole end of the world. In fact, they even had two folks who basically they painted the picture that the world was ending, so they just came out of this bunker and they were going to find the world as if it had been hit by asteroids, and they put them out through all the circuit. So they're really taking this thing very seriously.
Oh, yeah. I literally woke up to that. I went downstairs to eat my breakfast, and my dad was watching the History Channel talking about all the different theories of the world war and how we could survive and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's what I want to wake up to.
Interesting. Let's take another phone call here, Nelly, another caller on the line who is also preparing for the end of the world. Caller, you're on the air. And by the way, we are down to 11 minutes. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. How are you preparing for the end of the world?
11 minutes? Seriously? God damn, I got to clean these underwears quick. How are you doing, Mr. Roman?
Did you just shart?
Well, hey, by the way, Mr. Roman, if you don't know who this is Stephen Cage from Reality Check Radio, and I did shart because Chance Prophet scared the shit out of me at the end of my show, and I crapped my pants, so I'm trying to clean the last pair of my underwear before the end of the world now, okay?
Uh-huh. So how are you preparing for the end of the world, Cage?
Well, how else? Listening to you, aren't I?
Hey, there you go. That's a good way to go, all right. Nelly, you know, we should feel a little happy about this.
I'm not happy about it. Actually, Mr. Roman, do you have an extra pair of underwear I could borrow? It's only 11 minutes, I don't think.
No, and I don't have it digitally, so you're going to have to go out literally with a bang.
Damn it. I guess I'm going to go military. What do they call that? Gung-ho?
Commando?
Commando.
Yeah. Yeah, commando or whatever. Yeah, I guess I got to go out commando. Damn you, Chance Prophet.
Now, Kate, if you were left in a room, right, with a lady that wasn't appealing to your eyes, would you or would you not if the end is coming?
Would I or would I not if the world was in? Man, all I would just have to do is just close my eyes and pretend like she's Pamela Anderson, and then the rest is all okay.
It's all visual and all mentally, right? Nelly, can you believe this guy? I think it's more of a manly. It's a more of a manly comment, don't you think, Nelly?
I guess so.
Hey, I can't listen. I'm here to entertain the fans, but truthfully, let me answer your question seriously. Dude, everyone needs loving, especially if it's the last day of your life on Earth. Okay, no matter if you're tall, skinny, short, fat, everyone needs a little bit of loving in the world. No matter if it's that way or another way, or if it's by a kiss or by a hug. You know, if a person was in front of me, I'll sure say, "Hey, listen, I love you." You know, and see you at the other side. Then I just sorry.
And boom, then you're gone.
basically. But
your last dinner, what would you last eat before you would go out?
Taco Bell, baby.
That's disgusting. That's dog food. Okay,
no,
thank
I
you
just,
very much. You can listen. Huh?
No. I'll go with what Felix said, the three Whoppers.
There we go. Cage, thanks so much. You can listen to Cage on Reality Check every Tuesday at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. They talk wrestling, local wrestling, and so much more, and also on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Thanks, Cage.
Anytime, man.
All right, Nelly. You know, what is Whopper? Would you go into a buffet and eat whatever you want?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if
so
the world is going
to
end, I'll eat anything and everything. I mean, I don't. The reason I diet is because I want to look good. There's no point in looking good if we're all gonna die.
So just go all out, right? Let it go, let it loose.
Oh yeah.
Now how about money? How about money?
That is a little riskier. At least if tomorrow I pig out and eat everything and the world doesn't end, okay, then I'm gonna kind of have to work out a little harder. But if I spend all my money and then it turns out the world doesn't end, what am I going to do? I'm going to start begging on the streets. That's what I'm going to have to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, wouldn't you ask for a lot of credit cards and max them out? You're not going to come back tomorrow anyways.
Well, then what's the point of buying anything if I can't even enjoy it? I mean, if I would spend money, it would probably do something awesome like skydiving or something, because there's no point in buying a car to do what? To drive myself to my house like a die? It's terrible.
Well, what would be
what
the
would
crazy
you
thing
you
would do? I don't know. I would get a car, a Ferrari, and just pay bumper cars in the street. Screw it. We're going to die anyways. Just have fun.
Just
rather than things
grim.
Or hitting things, who cares? It's gonna end.
Well, maybe like other people said, it's not the end. It's just a new beginning. That's even what Madonna, of all people, who would believe the hype. Madonna is someone who doesn't, and she thinks that she spoke with shamans and other people, and she says that we've misinterpreted the calendar, and that this ending is just a new beginning and a new way of living.
Jesus.
So hopefully that's what
it is. I hope something positive must come out of this. Let's take a female's perspective. This is Lorraine, who's also part of Reality Check and a longtime fan of ours. Lorraine, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, and you?
All right, kick a feeling. Lorraine, if the end of the world were to come, how would you prepare and what would you do?
Well, actually, if the end of the world's going to come, it's going to come, and there's not a darn thing that I could do about it. So I would just try to spend the rest of my time with my family, my friends, and do something fun together, just to enjoy the last few minutes, you know, of our existence.
Anything in particular?
Well, it depends on how much havoc out there and how far I would be able to actually travel, because, you know, I wouldn't want to spend my last, you know, bit of time stuck in traffic. But I guess it would probably actually come to Florida and do something there.
There you go. Well, I want to say to folks out there listening right now, here in South Florida, I am listening to helicopters. Should I be scared? Their helicopters fly around my area all the time, so I don't see why the heck there's a big deal.
Probably, considering I'm in Delaware, and I heard one about an hour ago, too.
Great. So I guess they are looking for weirdos off the street.
I'm here in Philly, and it's quiet. And my neighborhood's pretty noisy, and it's pretty quiet. I don't hear no cops, no fire engines, no helicopters. I'm right by a hospital, so we usually hear the hospital helicopters every once in a while. So, if anything's going on, it hasn't happened here yet.
I guess not. Well, Lorraine, thanks so very much for calling in, and we appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a merry Christmas and a happy New Year.
Same to you, Lorraine.
Because they will.
All right,
happen.
Guys. Nothing's gonna happen. By the way, we still got 5 minutes to go till the world ends, according to the whole prediction. And what's up with Nostradamus? Nostradamus also was a guy that predicted that the world was gonna end, and they was gonna do this, and they were gonna do that. They also said that he was the one who predicted the Twin Towers. In fact, he does kind of subliminally mentions that the 9/11 was gonna happen, but never really happened. So
he predicted it, but he didn't come out with it until after it happened?
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. You know, they give his predictors and all that, and I just worry that guy who kept on changing his date. It's really, seriously, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right, man. Now, let's take this phone call here. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. Hello, caller.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir. This is Mr. Scotty Riggs.
This is my sister, Scotty Riggs. Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir, we are.
You talking to me about the world coming to an end?
What are your thoughts, Scotty?
I don't know, man. I've lived through a couple of decades already I was just kind of listening on what you were just talking about, you know, everybody having these, prophecies fulfilled and stuff like that. And the way I look at it, you go through music. In the 80s, you had R.E.M. It's the End of the World as We Know It was a song. Then in the 90s, you had Prince saying it's probably like it's 1999, like it's the end of the world. And now in 2012, we got what? Gangnam Style? It's definitely the end of the world when you got that, the most popular song. That's why I look at it musically. When you got that as the most popular song, something is definitely wrong and the world needs to end.
Yeah, they give credit to Gangnam Style. That's definitely a big issue there.
Forget all the prophecies, forget all this manuscript, forget all the, all that kind of stuff. When you got that going on, I think that's what the Mayans were trying to say. It's not Mayan, it's Gangnam is what they were trying to say.
I think you hit it right on the nail. You hit the nail on the coffin there, Scotty. Now, Scotty, I'll ask you, though.
Hey, nail in the coffin. Your verbiage is online. Nail in the coffin. End of the world. God, it's great. Need to write down.
By the way, we're 2 minutes. Well, we're a minute and a half to go, and the world ends. Scotty, if you were left to, if they were to tell you that the world was really truly ending, wow, would you be prepared, or what would be the craziest thing that you would do?
Believe me, in the 17-year wrestling career that I had, I do believe I've done possibly everything. I've lived probably about 4 different lives already. That if the world ended now, I don't think there would be not one thing I haven't done. Well, I will tell you, but there are a few things I haven't done. But there's probably a lot of scenarios in life that people wish they could have done that I have already done. So that's the insanity of being a professional wrestler, traveling the world, getting to do other gaga that we've done. When I was the mainstay in wrestling, it was rock and roll, sex, and drugs. That was the lifestyle we led. And it was crazy that way. It was on the road 24/7. And there's no way you can sit back and go, what haven't I done? I've pretty much done too much.
You've done a little bit too much. Hey, you're good to go.
Exactly. I've lived enough life for about 10 people, at least, if not more.
So you're good to go. Well, Scotty, we're 60, 15 seconds, Nelly Scotty to go till the world ends. In Australia, apparently it was eaten by a black hole. That's what they're saying on social media.
I put out a tweet earlier that meteor that was coming was closer to Earth than they progressed, and they said it was going to hit faster than they said it was going to hit, and then it was kind of like dot, dot, dot. So whether or not that comes true or not, I don't know. I threw out one prophecy, but I don't think it's happened yet.
Well, it's been
nice. I just know it's going to be the most annoying day on social media today.
Oh, for real. But what time zone were the Mayans in? You know, I mean, has anybody answered that question yet? Has anybody brought that question up?
Yeah, well, the thing is, we had a professor earlier today. She said that he just ran out of space. That's all it was. He ran out of space, just like our solar calendar runs out.
Somebody else had said that to me, that basically the Mayans, their calendar didn't end, or didn't prophesy an end. It just, you know, they ran out of space and it would start over again. And it was actually a tweet. And I tweeted back and said, so what does it start with? Or what does it end with, you know, to restart? A big bang? So what happens? The big bang, we end, and that same big bang means you start all over again? What happens?
Right. It's all convoluted. It's all convoluted. It makes no sense. And they just ran out of space in their calendar, so they got to continue in another one. That's all it was, basically.
I heard they found glyphs that talked about times after today. So, I mean, I don't think they thought the world was going to end, just something was going to change.
I think it was just all for merchandise.
It's
to sell calendars, to sell, you know, more T-shirts, the world was going to end. Tomorrow is going to need new T-shirts that the world didn't end. You know what I'm saying? So it's just sell merchandise. It's all all commercial.
You know, in fact, there was an island in France where allegedly, that island has survived numerous changes in the world, and everyone was headed over there. But so many people started heading over there that the mayor decided to close the island. And in that island, they were selling all this merchandise, and they were making money. They were banking out of it. So you're absolutely right, Scotty. At the end of the day, it is about money.
Oh, dude, I mean, if you think about it, what's the whole thing we're arguing, at least in the U.S. about nowadays, that fiscal cliff? Were the Mayans talking about our fiscal cliff? I mean, I don't want to get all political and all, you know, governmental on us here, but, you know, if you're just listening to all the stuff, you know, that's going on in the news, all the headlines, it's all definitely doom and dread. You know, there's definitely, you know, if you watch The Five on Fox News, ever since Obama won the election, they have not spoke one positive thing about government, about anything that's happened. They've been the most negative five. Actually, there are seven people that make up the five, but they've been the most negative people since Obama's been elected, except for the one dude. I can't remember his name. He wears suspenders. But I think he's the only one that's not a Republican on the whole crowd. I can't remember his name offhand. But the rest of the crew is all a bunch of youngsters, and they're kind of hip. You know, they're all lawyers or ex-secretary of states or whatever that one blonde lady was. But, you know, they're all seem to have their heads together. But then again, there's one guy who's on there he's like a thorn in their side. And he's the one that tries to be positive, but they won't let him.
Absolutely. Well, Scotty, thank you for calling in, my man. We appreciate it. And next time we'll be talking some UFC because we survived the end of the world.
I'm about to say, dude, I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm just going big, whew, Roman, thanks for having me on your show, because at least right now I'm still breathing. Because of you, I've survived.
We have survived 5 minutes of the end of the world, so we're good to go. By the way, who do you like, Velasquez or Dos Santos?
Say again?
Who do you like, Velasquez or Dos Santos?
Dos Santos, baby.
Yeah,
I want to see Velasquez. He's going to get knocked out again.
I don't know about that. I think his knee's a lot better. He'll be using his.
Junior's going to take it to him, man. I'm just afraid that. Yeah, I'm not afraid. I actually support Junior. I think, you know, he's one of the few that have come across. He was like Andre Arlovsky, when he first came across, he just had heavy hands and could take out the big guys and could take out the names. You know, and I think Junior Dos Santos is going to be the same way. He's just got those heavy hands, man.
We'll see about it. I'll make sure the two of you will be tweeting back each other on the
oh, we'll be going back and forth. I'm sure we will. I got I got a couple of Heidi Fang on Twitter is definitely a she's teaching me. She's being my sensei. I'm being her grasshopper. She writes with MMA Corner, Fight Corner. She's teaching me. And Morello Ronaldo is also teaching me. So I'm going to be like iron sharpens iron. I'm going to be sharp for you there, Roman.
There you go.
I'm going to be sharp for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Scotty. Appreciate
all right, Rodolfo,
it. All right,
y'all have a good night, man. And, hey, again, thanks for helping me survive this one.
No worries. Our pleasure. Thank you, Scotty. Good night.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good night.
There you go. You too.
You
all right, Nelly. Well, we survived it. We survived it, Nelly. We are alive. We made it through. We made 5 minutes
alive.
Into the... We made it. Although it's kind of weird, though. When it hit midnight, I'm not lying to you. I did hear outside the office here some rambling, but I guess it was a guy trying to turn on his motorcycle.
I don't know. It's still raining pretty hard over here. I have a friend who just posted online. He said, I'm alive for now.
any other
we'll
crazy
see what
stuff
happens throughout the day, I guess.
Any other crazy stuff that you witness as far as the social media of some folks?
I mean, I just like the cute little things that people are saying. They're trying to make little rhymes with the Mayan apocalypse. The cutest one that I saw was your apocalypse or Mayan. They're just trying to play with the whole fact that we're ending and that we're going to die. But I think it's all just all jokes. But
well,
I need to think
the Miami Heat are winning. The Miami Heat are winning. They are destroying the Dallas Mavericks. So if we go, we go out with the Miami Heat winning.
Yes.
That's fun to hear.
The Miami. And hopefully
that's
this
right.
Rain will lighten up because it's creeping me out. And I'm not going to be able to sleep at all.
Now let's check one more time with Joe and Hialeah. Joe, what do you got for us? Have you heard anything from the people out there?
Oh, I'm really
yeah,
fun with the phone locker right now.
What's that?
Can you hear me, Roman?
I can hear you. What's the latest scoop out there?
Well, Jordan's come out on sale tomorrow.
What's that? I think we lost him. I think he really thinks it's the end of the world, Nelly. Joe, what do you have for
oh,
us?
Oh, no.
No, I'm just saying that we're in front of the Foot Locker and people are making the line to get the Jordan shoes.
Oh, well, can you get some word there from the people that are making a line at the Jordan at the Foot Locker? We'd love to hear from some of these people. I know those shoes are like $400, I think. They're the Lightning, right?
I don't know. I'm not a shoe person, so.
I
but I'll get some
people here. They can run away from zombies, duh.
Right.
All that.
But can you ask some of these guys how they're preparing for the end of the world or what are the thoughts?
I'm gonna put it on speaker. Hold on.
Okay. Here we go. We're gonna get some live feedback from the folks making a line to get the new Jordans, Nelly. Have you seen those Jordans? I'm not too much fond of it.
They gotta be able to jump, you know? They gotta be prepared for anything. Who knows
yeah.
what's gonna happen today?
Man. Joe.
Yeah.
Okay, can you get some reaction from the folks on the line at Foot Locker trying to get the new Jordan shoes?
I'm guessing everybody almost here is almost falling asleep on here. Everybody's falling asleep here.
How long have those people been here, you think?
How long have you been here making the line? They've been here since 8 o'clock.
Can you put one
wow.
of those guys on? Can you put one of those guys on? Let them know they're on the Roman Show live with Nelly and Roman.
No, they don't want
to
talk
right
now.
Get
they're just happy that they're just making the line right now to get these damn Jordan shoes. And I'm guessing Jordan, I think Jordan had a good idea here. Jordan had a good idea. He goes, why don't we do this? The day when the world ends,
everybody's going to be styling and profiling with some nice Jordan shoes.
They're going to go out in style. Joe, please try to get some of those folks out there on the line. I'd like to ask them a question. By the way, those Jordans look horrendous. They look like a big booger just with a little green mixed in there somewhere. In there. Okay. Joe, can you please try to get one, a guy to get on the phone real quick? Just hand him the phone. Just hand him the phone. We don't bite.
You're going to be on the Roman show? Roman and Nelly? You're good?
They're a little shy.
Well,
but,
put
you
on
know.
The speaker. Put me on speaker. Put us on speaker. All put
right.
Nelly and me and myself on speaker.
Oh,
and let me know when we're on. Nelly, we're trying this out at Alo Hispano here. All right, can have you?
Well,
okay, are we on speaker?
Yes, you are on speaker.
Okay.
Hello.
All right, Nelly, you're on as well. So this is Roman and Nelly from the Roman Show. Those folks making the line on the Jordan shoes. How are you guys preparing for the end of the world?
We're not really prepared, nor we care. We just want these Jordans.
Now, I want to hear from you guys. Do you really think this is the coolest version of the new Jordan Show shoes? Because personally, I think it looks like a big booger.
Yeah, that, if you say he has a big booger, for us, it's like the, what we want.
Now, how much are these shoes going for?
185.
Now, have you been coughing up some cash, saving some money to purchase these shoes?
I'm sorry?
Have you been saving some cash to purchase these shoes?
No, not really. I went up and just got them because I got my holiday bonus. So if you have the money, go ahead and spend it, right?
There you go. Now, are you gonna wear? Right, you better go out. Now, are you gonna wear these shoes, or are you just gonna have them home as a little memento?
Oh, of course, yeah, I'm gonna wear them for Christmas.
There we go, Nelly. You have a question for some of these folks making the line over there to get the new Jordans.
Now, are some of you wanting to get these shoes, knowing that tomorrow is supposed to be the end of the world, so you can always be prepared with the best shoes in the market?
I'm sorry?
Can you repeat that again?
I said, are you buying the shoes because you know tomorrow is supposed to be the end of the world, and so you want to wear those shoes so you can be prepared for anything?
No, not really. I went off and did my study on them, so I just want to wear my... I mean, tell you the truth, I didn't even know the world's going to end. I mean, which is not even... It's not facts that the world's going to end. I mean, we're still here talking to each other. It's already, what, 12? What's going to happen? Like, what, a big combustion is going to happen? Nothing's happening right now. We're all speaking to each other.
Well, the sun's gonna blow. How long have you been making that line for?
Well, we all started here. Maybe the girls that are in front of me, they started since 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
And when are the doors of the store supposed to open?
They open tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus Christ, 8 o'clock in the morning just for the Jordan shoes. God bless
you,
man. You really are dedicated to the shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, I love these shoes, man. You know, like, if you're a Jordan fan, yeah, you might as well just get them.
There you go. Well, wear them proud on Christmas, all right, man?
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Joe, good job. Congratulations on that, as he's getting some highlights there. As people are making the long line. And purchasing shoes, Nelly. This is just something incredible. What, Joe, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Well, great stuff. I want to commend you on that. Great work.
All right.
And
now go eat the world.
Oh. What's that?
So now go eat those Whoppers.
Eight. And look at this. It's three Whoppers, and there's three of us.
There we go. We could all end the show with a Whopper. And we'll send
Whopper.
We'll send it to you digitally.
Yeah,
all right.
It gets here.
Joel, thanks
so
much.
Well,
good job, man.
I hope PK delivers to my house. All right, Mr. Roman.
Thank you so very much. Nelly, great stuff on this show. We survived 14 minutes into 2012, December 21st. We're still alive. in Australia, it's already, what, 2 a.m.? Yeah, sorry.
On the 22nd.
2 p.m.?
Right?
Yeah, 2 p.m. No, 2 p.m. December 21st.
So
they're around.
Still
good. They're still around. Yeah, they're still around. They're still okay. So we're all, I'm just getting here a tweet here. It's supposed to be like at 6 a.m. So I guess we're not out of the woods yet.
I heard somewhere else it's supposed to be at 11 a.m. I don't know. They're going to keep going on until 11:59 p.m. These prophecies.
Let's get real quickly here. Cage, you wanted to say one more thing. Cage, what's on your mind?
When did Jordan Sparks come out with shoes?
Seriously?
No, sir. When did Jordan Sparks come out?
This is why the world is ending.
Nelly, is it Jordan Sparks?
Because of jokes like these, the world is ending. The world can't take this horrible comedy.
No, wait a minute. Seriously, I want to know. Because since when was Jordan Sparks worth $150, $180? God, and especially a guy wearing Jordan Sparks shoes.
Hey, you know what? That's his last purchase that he wanted to make before the world ends, so we should let him.
Holy crap.
If he decided to, join the other side, he's going now, and no one's going to know.
But am I on the right queue here? It's Jordan Sparks, right? Is who you guys were talking about.
Michael Jordan, sir. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
He's a Hall of Famer. Yes, sir.
Well, come on now. Be more detailed. Be more into detail, Mr. Roman, because here you are saying Jordan shoes. For all I know, it could have been Jordan Sparks.
No, it's Michael Jordan. Thank you, Cage. Appreciate it, man. All right, well, Nelly, that pretty much wraps it up. 60 minutes of surviving the world. You know what? I don't know about you, Nelly, but I'm going to get some shut-eye, and we will live December 21st. With a big smile on our face, and we can enjoy our coffee in the morning. What are you going to have for breakfast?
I'm probably just going to have a bunch of pancakes and cereal and eggs and celebrate that I had another breakfast that I could eat.
There we go. Nelly, thanks very much. Good job. From Delaware all the way over there. Stay dry. Like you said, it's raining over there. What's the temperature over there right now?
Let me check. I can tell you right now. Hold on. Oh, crap. I keep hearing all these sounds coming from outside. It is surprisingly 50 degrees, which is pretty warm because all this week it's been in the low 40s, high 30s.
Well, that's what we're supposed to be getting here in Miami. And you know what? You did hear the interview for the professor, though. And this is in all honesty, aside from the whole end of the world thing. She did say that, no, it's not the end of the world, but global warming is a serious issue. Being from South Florida, it's been hot as hell here, just like it is in the summer. And you yourself know, Nelly, because you've spent some time down here. So the proof is in the pudding, guys. Global warming is a serious deal, man. It's crazy. We got to take care of the planet. Nelly, thanks so very much for joining me tonight. And I'll catch you. Well, we won't catch you till next year when we come back because we're going to go on vacation. So what are your plans for the holidays?
Holidays, just spend time with my friends here in Delaware, people that I haven't seen, and just make it until January, because my birthday is January 15th, so I'm excited.
There you go. Well, congratulations, and thanks so very much, Nelly, for joining me. Have a good night.
No
and
problem.
On behalf of the
until the
show,
next apocalypse, right?
Yeah, until the next one, and you can start changing the dates or whatever. But catch us on Wednesday night as we talk some mixed martial arts. We're going to have Tim Boyd, who fights at UFC 155, Cain Velasquez, who fights on UFC 155, and so much, many more guests. Thanks so very much. Follow us on Twitter, guys, at Roman DH. Have a good night. Nelly, thanks so very much for joining me. Get some good shut eye there.
Thank you.
And we'll catch you. We'll catch you guys Wednesday. Good night, guys.
Stay safe.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn worlds to the dumb needs. Dummies serve your own needs. Beat it up and of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.